With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Tempers momentarily flared Monday at a Missoula rally against a proposal to open a refugee resettlement office in Missoula.
You're living in the 1700s.
I'm living in the 1700s.
This country is based on immigration.
No, it isn't.
You're on Blackfeet land. That's what this is.
The effort to bring a refugee resettlement office to Missoula is being led by a group called Soft Landing Missoula. One of its founders, Mary Poole, says she was moved last fall by stories of Syrian war refugees search for a new home.
We just, you know, romantically thought, well, what if we could bring Syrian refugees here? And we very quickly learned that that wasn't how the system worked. So if you do have a resettlement agency, it becomes available to any refugee in the world, which that was really attractive to us because a person in need is a person in need, and we didn't feel the need to say, well, we only want to help this one group.
Opening a resettlement office isn't easy, and supporters are only in the exploratory phases. The Montana chapter of a national nonprofit group called Act for America hopes it doesn't get any further than that. That's the group that sponsored the American Security Rally on the Missoula County Courthouse lawn. Act for America says it works to promote national security and defeat terrorism. Tim Ravendahl of Townsend is a member.
We're here because we truly believe that the local elected officials here in Missoula have failed to take into account the full story and the full picture of the refugee situation here in Montana.
Ravendahl says accepting hundreds of new refugees in Montana would pressure our already stressed health care and social service systems.
It's been overburdened by many years now, and adding more people to that causes infrastructure problems.
Opponents also say there are currently few ways to distinguish legitimate war refugees from Middle Eastern terrorists who mean to harm the United States.
All it takes is one bad apple to come in out of that 100 per year and leave the city limits of Missoula and cause me personally problems in Townsend. I mean, there's no assurances that we can have that security.
Soft Landing Missoula's Mary Poole says there's always room for improvement, but adds America's refugee vetting protocols are much more stringent than Europe's.
If you look at the track record of refugees brought to America, you can very, very quickly see that there have been no acts of terrorism on American soil in the decades that refugees have been coming to America.
The Montana Human Rights Network issued a press release today characterizing Missoula's refugee support effort as active and thoughtful. It also described the rally protesters as right-wing extremists and says Act for America is an anti-Muslim organization, a portrayal that came as no surprise to Carol Nelson of Big Fork.
I would say that's totally expected.
Why?
Because that's their talking point. That's what they always say. They're liberals.
It looked like 60 to 80 people attended Monday's rally. The crowd grew and shrank throughout the chilly morning. Most of those in front of the courthouse clearly opposed creation of a Missoula refugee resettlement office. A handful, though, like Crystal Tubles, came to protest the protesters.
People are acting out of fear right now, as opposed to acting out of just being a like decent human being with a heart.
But supporters of the American Security Rally say that's exactly what motivates them, the safety and security of their fellow Americans. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.
Thank you.
I'm embarrassed. I couldn't remember all the words.
Shame on you.
Oh, that's terrible.